Sarah, tell me more about the geography of the region that was hit. Is this mostly cities? Is this a rural area?
A lot of really big cities and towns were struck. So we're seeing Diyarbakir in Turkey, which is an overwhelmingly Kurdish area. Gaziantep, which was close to the epicenter of the quake. And these are all populated areas. The north of Syria is also very populated. There's, 4 million people in the northwest alone. The estimates of the killed are kind of alarming, and there's projections that we may see thousands more deaths.
Yeah. And this is not the only hardship that this region has faced in recent years. I know the civil war in Syria began over a decade ago. What else has been going on in the region other than this earthquake?
Well, Syria has been going through kind of a myriad of crises in the last decade. There's economic ruin all over the country. The government health parts are also going through this because the government cannot afford to do most things as a result of the war, and because of widespread corruption and warlords that have emerged since. The northwest of Syria and different parts of Syria are facing compounded effects just because there's a lack of water. There's been a spread of there's been cholera that's been spreading around Syria that we saw late last year due to contaminated water and people drinking unclean water. Another issue is climate-related issues. So we saw a lot of fires that have kind of wreaked havoc on Syria's wheat industry, which is a really big industry. Syria used to be a breadbasket in the region, and now it has to import wheat from outside. And this is also a problem that exists across the board for Syria. It now, a country that really did not rely on imports, that used to make everything itself, or almost everything itself, is now having to import at a dollar rate that it cannot afford because there is no money in the country. Right now, on top of the earthquake that's happening, there's really intense rainstorms that are taking place, which made rescue much more difficult. Rescuers couldn't hear the voices of people, especially in places like Syria, both government held and the Northwest. There isn't that much capacity and technology to take people out because this is a country that's just been ravaged by war. So people were relying on their ears to find and identify human beings who are stuck under the rubble. And the rain just made that so much harder.